This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus has reached 166 countries with more than 208,000 confirmed cases and 8,600 deaths. AP's Karen Chamas reports the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus pandemic is, for the first time, reporting no new daily cases.
Just a month ago, the town in Hubei province was overwhelmed with thousands of new cases of COVID-19 every day. The dramatic development highlights just how much the outbreak has now pivoted towards Europe and the United States. Wuhan has been under a strict lockdown since January and remains cut off, with only those with special permission allowed to travel in or out. The news came as President Donald Trump described the fight against the virus as a war and implemented new emergency powers that allow him to compel manufacturers to deal with the pandemic. Wuhan's situation has offered a rare glimmer of hope for the rest of the world as it battles the virus. I'm Karen Chamas.
There is growing concern that young people are not taking the coronavirus warning seriously. Thousands of young people have been partying on spring break in the southern U.S., many ignoring warnings about social distancing. Dr. Deborah Birx is the head of the White House response to the coronavirus.
We cannot have these large gatherings that continue to occur throughout the country for people who are off work to then be socializing in large groups and spreading the virus. You have the potential then to spread it to someone who does have a condition that none of us knew about and cause them to have a disastrous outcome.
The Center for Disease Control says 40% of the people being hospitalized in the U.S. are between the ages of 20 and 54. European stock shares shed early gains Thursday as another dramatic round of monetary stimulus by the European Central Bank failed to stymie a month-long sell-off in equities due to the coronavirus outbreak. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. In another move, the United States and Canada are temporarily closing their shared border to non-essential travel due to the pandemic. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
After President Trump tweeted about it in the morning, he spoke about the new restrictions at a White House news conference.
It's non-essential crossings. It won't affect trade at all, and it was just something we thought would be good for both countries.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on CTV.
Essential travel will continue. Our governments recognize that it is critical that we preserve supply chains between both countries.
Canada relies on the U.S. for 75% of its exports. I'm Shelley Adler.
As coronavirus cases rise around the world, authorities in Mexico's Ciudad Juarez must manage the public health challenge with limited funds. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
In overcrowded migrant shelters in Mexico, medical advice for social distancing against the coronavirus is almost impossible. Along the U.S. border, shelter director in Ciudad Juarez, Juan Fierro, says if a coronavirus-infected migrant tested positive in his shelter, it would present a crisis on several fronts. Ciudad Juarez is ground zero for the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. Under those rules, asylum seekers are sent to Mexico to await their U.S. hearings. Adding to the pressure, U.S. President Donald Trump is considering immediately returning any foreigners caught at the border to Mexico.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Australia and New Zealand are instituting travel bans on all non-citizens and non-residents entering both countries. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
All of the cases of COVID-19 identified in New Zealand to date relate to people travelling here and bringing the virus with them. While the majority have been returning New Zealanders, that has not always been the case. Therefore, we need to continue to make further decisions and further restrictions to limit the risk of people bringing the virus into New Zealand.
Citizens, residents, and family members of both countries will still be allowed to return. Four men convicted of the violent gang rape and murder of a woman on a New Delhi bus in 2012 are scheduled to be executed by hanging Friday, even as attorneys attempt to delay their fate. The case sparked protests in India and abroad. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games received the Olympic flame in a scaled-down handover ceremony in Athens on Thursday. This despite the coronavirus spread that has cast doubt on the summer global multi-billion-dollar event. The torch will arrive in Japan on Friday and kick off a domestic relay on March 26th. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.